much we can get done in Mitzvah Shem. A lot of kashas on this week's Parsha. Parsha Shlach. The Indian of the Meraglim. The Chlal. Why did Kalev go to the Kivri Avos? To be Mispalel. There seems to be a very strong relevance as to what is said in last week's parasha about the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu begs Yisro not to leave Klal Yisrael, yet Yisro insists on leaving. How that plays a role in the Inyan of the Meraglim. The Zohar says that the Meraglim, they were Natlu Eitzabisha. They took some bad advice. Now, what exactly does it mean that they took bad advice? The fact that why they're called Meraglim is a very unusual name for spies. It's called Shluchim. And then the sugi in this week's parasha about the Ma'apilim. The fact that they brazenly tried to go into Eretz Yisrael. So, let's begin like this. Moshe was sending the spies into Eretz Yisrael. He was giving them signs as to how to identify the true nature of the land of Eretz Yisrael. And what really sticks out is the fact that Moshe says, "Ma Eretz Asher Yoishev Ba Atoy Vahi Yivra." Is it a good land or is it a bad land? Hayesh ba'etzim ayin. Is there a tree there or is there not a tree there? He's chazak them, and then you should be chazak ulakach them if you are, and then take from the fruits of the land. V'hayamim yimei bikuri anavim. And these are the days of where the anavim were growing. So Rashi, as we know, says hayesh ba'etzim ayin means is there a tzaddik there? And you're referring to Eov. Is Eov alive or is he not alive? If he's alive, he may protect them. The Zohar says that this Eitz is referring to the Eitz HaChaim. Moshe is saying, the Zohar says, if you find the Eitz HaChaim, I can go into Eretz Yisrael. If you don't find the Eitz HaChaim in Eretz Yisrael, then I can't go into Eretz Yisrael. There's an emphasis on finding the Eitz HaChaim in Eretz Yisrael. The Inyan is that there are two Eitzim. There's the Eitz HaChaim and then the Eitz HaDa'as Tov V'Ra. And a person in his life has to make the proper efforts so as not to repeat the mistake of Adam HaRishon and Chava, that they went for the Eitz HaDa'as as opposed to going for the Eitz HaChaim. So Moshe says, interestingly enough, HaTayva Hi Imra'a. Is it a good land or is it a bad land? And then he says, Hayesh ba'etim ay. It's really, these are two perspectives. One can see the world as a world of Toiv and Ra, and then one can see the world as a world of Chaim and Maves. Toiv and Ra, and then Chaim and Maves. Of the two, whether or not one sees the world as Toiv and Ra, or if he sees the world as Chaim and Maves, which is the better of the two? So the Torah tells us in Parshas Re'eh. Re'eh, anechi noisi lifnichem hayom bracha uklala, v'chule v'chule. Hashem says, I put before you as a toiv ve'es hara, as a chayim ve'es hamaves. And Hashem says, u'bacharta b'chayim. Which means that even though tov is also in the picture, it's not a chiddush to say choose chayim as opposed to Mavis and Ra. Who wants Mavis and Ra? The Chiddush is, the Buvachata B'chaim, is that if there's Tov in Chaim, which is in front of you, the Eitzah that Hashem is giving, and it's not a Chiyav, it's a mitzvah. Not the Torah is Chiyav, but it's an Eitzah Tova. Hashem says, Buvachata B'chaim. It's not one of the Targ mitzvahs, Buvachata B'chaim. It's an Eitzah Tova that Hashem says, that if you have Tov and you have Chaim, you go after the Chaim and you don't go after the Tov. So therefore, when Klai Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, And Hashem, and Moshe was telling them, Hatoivahi Imra'a, Hayesh Ba'etim Ayin. The ikkar is that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to take from the Chaim. To look for the Chaim in Eretz Yisrael. Don't look for the Toiv even. Look for the Chaim in Eretz Yisrael. And the reason being is because when a person tries to take Toiv, he's not going to walk away with a little bit of Ra which is attached to that Toiv. Because there's something called the Eitz HaDa'as Toiv Ra. Da'as is a luxury mixture. That the Toiv and the Ra, that they come so packed together, they're so mixed within one another, that it's quite impossible for a person to be able to take the Toiv without taking a little bit of the Ra. And that's in fact what Adam Rishon had in mind by eating from the Eitz HaDa'as Toiv Ra. He didn't have intention to eat from the Chelak Ra. He wanted to only eat from the Chelak HaToiv. But that's impossible. It's impossible for a human being to be able to take the Toiv and not to take a little bit of the Ra. Because of this mixture of this Das of Toiv and Ra together. The question is that how does a person find the Eitz HaChaim going into Eretz Yisrael? They were told to look for the Eitz HaChaim, at least that was what Moshe put in front of them. He put in front of them all these things. He put in front of them just like Hashem did in Parshas E. He put in front of them the Chaim and the Mavis and the Toiv and the Ra. And there was an implicit Ubacharta V'Chaim, hopefully. How was one supposed to find the Eitz HaChaim?
Why did Adam not just the Chaim? He could.
He made a lot of cheshbonos. So if he had good kavanas, he had in mind, you know, to do it L'Shem Shemayim, he thought he could serve Hashem better if he had Eitz HaHara first, and then eat from the Eitz HaChaim. Bottom line is that he didn't do Kasha Tziva Hashem.
Lacking another?
He was lacking the Bittul to Hashem. He was lacking the his Batlus to Hashem. And maybe I can do something which is even better than this Eitzah. That was the problem. He tried to serve Hashem better.
Even though it was Eitzah, Kodesh Baruch Hu's Eitzah, like,
weak? Yeah. Yeah. Tried to serve Hashem better. Because of his love for Hashem. Child, you know, sometimes a father tells a child something and he wants to do even something better than what the father's Eitzah was. Because of his love. So Adam Rishon thought, I can do something even better. Maybe I can chop something that can even make it even sweeter. Doing that, the person has to have the first hachna before it comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu also. Shaila is, and this is very nogea, lemaisa really is, how does one find the Eitzah Chaim? One thing we need to know is that the Eitzah Chaim is considered to be like in this world but not in this world. And therefore the conventional means of trying to find something do not apply to the Eitz HaChaim. The Indian of Chaim is something which is above the Seichel. For example, there are parts of you, of the human being, which a person, which it relates to Chaim, and the parts which relate to Toiv. Right? There are Eivarim which are good to have, and there are a volume of which the Gemara says, Shaha Chaim Tzliya Behem, Shaha Neshama Tzliya Behem, that you need them for life. For example, breathing is one of those things which is connected to Chaim. It's not good or bad to breathe. It's a matter of life and death. And because it's a matter of life and death, the Kadosh Baruch Hu did us the chesed, that it's not something which we consciously have to instruct our bodies to do. You breathe because it's a matter of life and death. Like when you're sleeping, when your mind is shut off, you don't tell yourself, I'm going to breathe, I'm going to stay alive. Your body does it automatically because if a person has a chush for chayim, the body responds to chayim. Automatically, the body has a chush to do what's chayim dik. But in the matter of toiv and ra, that's when the seichel gets involved and it gets mixed in. So therefore, finding the Eitzah Chaim, which is something which is l'malo min haseichel, requires an approach which is l'malo min haseichel. And anything which is l'malo min haseichel requires emunah. Sadik b'emunah siyichya, which we spoke about before. Emunah is kosher to chayim. Because emunah is the inyan of I'm going to go l'mala min haseichel. I'm going to try to understand things which are higher than seichel. But that which is nogia to seichel is nogia to toiv and ra. That which is l'mala min haseichel is nogia to chayim. To find the Eitzah Chaim, a person has to push the emunah button. And when he does so, he's able to be masik the Eitzah Chaim in his life and in the world. As we spoke about before, the David HaMelech is the one who says, it's Chazal being on, Im b'chukoisai teilechu, if you go with the chukim. Chazal say, the David HaMelech would say, b'chol yom ani choshev, Every single day I think to myself, Lamakam Ploni, O Lamakam Ploni, Ani Hoylech, I'm going to go here, I'm going to go there. V'raglayim Mivu associate the Beis HaMedrash or the Beis HaKnesses. And my feet, they always take me to the Beis HaMedrash and the Beis HaKnesses. The Indian is that David HaMelech was a man of Emunah. He went on a way which is Lamalu Min HaSeichel. Derech Emunah Bacharti, David HaMelech says in Tehillim. I chose the path of Emunah, that's my life. Derech Emunah Bacharti. Derech Emunah leads a person to the Eitz HaChayim. And this expressed itself in David's life that every day he would wake up and make a cheshbon of seichel. I'm going to go here, I'm going to go there. What's good today? What's not good to do today? And every day his feet would take him to the Beis Medrash. Because whereas the seichel, the adayim are connected to the seichel, in the sense that you program your hands how to operate, the raglayim are makusha to the Eitz HaChayim. Like the Gemara says, that the raglayim are arvin la'adam, they take responsibility for a person, that they bring him to the makom hamisa, the Gemara says. That a person has a special chush, that where he's supposed to die, his feet will take him there. Because something which is nogea to chayim and maves, the feet take responsibility for those things. Hazavit says, raglayim mevilos to see the Beis HaMedrash to the Beis HaKnesses. It doesn't literally mean that it took him to the Beis HaKnesses and to the Beis HaMedrash every single day. Maybe it does mean that. Like the Torah says, like the Mishnah says, mar b'Torah, mar b'chayim. Where you find Torah, that you're going to find Chaim there. The Torah is the Eitz HaChayim. It means to say also, like the Baal Shem Tov says, on the Pasuk of Aras Halcha, Barachava ki pikudecha darashti, that even in the Shuk, David HaMelech says, according to the Baal Shem, I'm able to learn your Torah. That even in the place which seems to be so far away from Chaim, I can find Chaim there. I can understand from the simple words of what the Shuk is saying, what the numbers in the marketplace, I can see Torah there. That's an Evraglaim of Yus, I see. That the raglayim, they're makusha to the Eitz HaChayim. They go lamala min aseicha. And it brings a person to his place of chayim. Just agav, we spoke a few chaburas ago by Rus, which is the whole Indian of David, of the David HaMelech's makusha to the Indian of Moavi v'lay Moavis, that he darshan Moavis. And that was his Pesach, to be able, that was his Eitz HaChayim, basically. David was looking for that drasha of Moavi v'lay Moavis, and when he found that drasha of v'lay Moavis, that was his Pesach. That was his Pesach into Klal Yisrael to connect him to the Eitz HaChayim. David HaMelech here says, interestingly, he says, every day I think to go here and there, the raglayim mevios oisi lebeis haknesses beis hamedrash. Right? Mevios is the osios mo'avis. Yeah? Raglayim mevios oisi. That his finding of the Eitz HaChayim, which is expressed through this drasha of mo'avis, is exactly the letters of the word mevios osi, which Chazal used. That's just agav. So in order for a person to connect and to find the Eitz HaChayim, so it doesn't come from using the seichel. The mind, which is the seichel, is shaylet on the two hands. But a little lower in the body, the bris is the seichel, which is shaylet on the two feet. That's why there's shalosh regalim. There's three raglayim. There's the two legs, and then there's the bris. The bris is considered to be the regal, which is machriya, between the two legs. Because the two legs are emunah, and the bris is the makom which orchestrates how the legs walk with derech emunah. Derech emunah bacharti. Right? If a person is a shomer bris, it awakens the higher seichel of a person to be able to find his Eitz HaChayim. That's why David HaMelech says, Im b'choy koisai teleichu. Im b'choy koisai teleichu, a chayk, if you go with the chukim, a bris is called a chok. The chok b'she'ir eisam, that you put a chok on my flesh. In b'chukoy se teleichu means there's a halicha which is mikoyach a chok. And that's the bris. The bris is in charge of the raglayim. And it's the b'chukoy se teleichu. It's the bris, which is called a chok, which allows the raglayim to take a person to eventually find his Eitz HaChayim. That's why Eitz HaChayim is gematria regel. Because it's the regel which brings a person to find his Eitz HaChayim.
Eitz
HaChayim? Eitz HaChayim, no, not HaChayim. Eitz HaChayim is gematria regel. No, I'm sorry, you're right. Eitz HaChayim. Eitz HaChayim. This is, we find in the Medrash. The Medrash says by Adam HaRishon It says that we know that there's a lot hacher hamisapeches, which is saviv to the Eitz HaChaim, which is why it's so hard to find the Eitz HaChaim, because it's encircled by what's called the lahat hacher hamisapeches. How are you supposed to get in to find the Eitz HaChaim?
What is the Eitz HaChaim? Is it something physical? Is it something we can't read? Is it?
It's something physical, but not really. It's something which is spiritual. It's a das.
It's like the right knowledge. Like yeah. Moshe Rabbeinu said, he's talking about trees. He's talking about trees in Israel. Right. Like, so what's that to us?
It's a secret. It's a secret of Chaim. It's a secret. It's a certain yidia. It's a certain knowledge of. If you know the secret of Chaim or what it means Chaim, then you have dveikus with Hashem. It's a sod. It's a secret of life. The secret of life is that if you understand the emuna, if you understand the sod of emuna, the secret of emuna, then you find the Eitz HaChaim. It's not what you have to literally eat from. It's a matter of you have that das. Understanding that das, understanding that secret is called eating the Eitz HaChaim. Eating means that you process it. You process the Eitz HaChaim.
People eat it all day? Like nowadays?
Yeah.
So you got eating that burger. Eating Haman.
Exactly. I say, Haman is Indian of Emuna.
Minayit.
Amar Adam says in the Medrash like this. Amar Adam, imasil es bonay me'ish lahetez zu. Can I actually free myself, meaning how can I get around this lahat hacher hamisapeches? This is what Adam asked. Is it possible? So Rav Huna b'shem Rabbi Abba Aimer says, if cherev mila, if you take the cherev of mila, you can bypass the lahat hacher hamisapeches. The Rabbanan say the cherev taira. It's the cherev of taira. That sai taira and sai mila, if a person takes mila and taira, he's able to find Eitz HaChaim. Can still find the Eitz HaChaim with Mila and Tyre. This is the Indian of Ibu Chukaisai Teilechu. The two chukim. Tyre is called a chok, and Bes Mila is called a chok. So it's called Bechukaisai, Beis Chukaisai. Two chukim. Ibu Chukaisai Teilechu. If you want to go and find Eitz HaChaim, like David says here, as Chazal bring on this pasuk, to find Eitz HaChaim in one's life, he needs Tyre and he needs Bris.
What was that,
a
midrash or something?
Yeah, it was a midrash, yeah. The Torah Shlema quotes it in Parshas Bereishis. That's why two times chayik is gematria eitz chayim. Because the two chukim of bris and Torah, they bring a person to chayim. It's interesting, im b'chukose teilecho is Rashi Tevos avos, which refers to the avos akdasha. Right? That they had a halicha called the halicha of the avos, which was a halicha of the bris mila. That it was only because Hashem saw that Avram was so desperately searching for the Eitz HaChaim that he gave him Bris Mila. And he says, Hisalech lefanai v'yeisamim. If you're going to find, like you really want to find the Eitz HaChaim, you need Bris Mila to find it. It's not a halicha which you can find without the Bris Mila. You need to push the button and so that your feet will take you there. Because if you're just going to go with the Seichel, which is what Avram is using until now, which he said, he used Chakiris to find Hashem. He says, who is the Balabir? And Hashem says, oh, here I am. But if you're looking to find the Nakuda of Chaim, which is understanding me, you need to have Bris. That's in Chukosai Teilecho, which is Rashi Tevos Avos, that they walked with these two Chukim to find the Eitz HaChaim.
Why is it Chaser, though?
Hmm?
Why is it Chaser?
That's a Mendy question. I don't know.
What's the next word after Chukosai
Teilecho? Huh?
What's the next word after
Teilecho?
The S. Oh, sorry. Very good. There's the Vav. Very good.
Why is the Vav out of order?
Yeah, why is that out of order?
That's
an Avos is also Rashi Tevos Echad Bris Taira. Unification of Bris and Taira. That the Avos, the fact that they unified Bris and Taira, they had a halicha of Im Buchun Kosek Teilechu to be able to find the Eitz HaChaim, which is Gematria two times Chai. So therefore, finding the Eitz HaChaim is Tali on Shmiras HaBris. And if a person is a Shomer Bris, he walks with a higher seichel, which governs the raglayim, to be able to find the Eitz HaChaim. That's the way it works. When a person pushes that button of Bris, and he activates his ragli amuna, then he can walk like the Avos HaKadoshim and find the Eitz HaChaim. We find this idea also when it comes to the Yemei HaOmer coming to Shavuos. Just b'hakdama, there's two types of walking. There's a walking which you can walk width and the length of something, which is called the arko or the rachva. And then there's a walking which is called the malo lamata. You can walk up and down. The Meraglim, when they went into Eretz Yisrael searching for the Eitz HaChaim, at least they thought that they would, they walked, Chazal say, La'arko ul'rochva, which is the width and the length of Eretz Yisrael. However, to find the Eitz HaChaim, you can't walk the length and the width. The Eitz HaChaim is something which you have to walk up to. You have to walk up to find the Eitz HaChaim. This is the Indian of what it says, Mi yale lanu hashamayma. Who will go up to Shamayim to find it? Which is referring to the Eitz HaChaim. Isaiah says, Mi yale lanu hashamayma is Rashi Tevo's Mila. Because in order to get up to Shamayim, to go ala, Mi yale lanu hashamayma, to be ala, you need the bris. The bris is what pushes the button that the feet don't just take you to Arka LaRachla. When you push the bris, you go up. You can walk lamala, lamata lamala. And the Zayar says, in Tikkuni Zayar, it says, Es HaShamayim, Da Eitz HaChaim. So therefore, Miyalu Lanu HaShamayim, who will take us up to Shamayim? This Shamayim is the Eitz HaChaim. You need the bris. One needs the bris to be able to find the Eitz HaChaim. And that's the union of going lamata lamala. You have to walk. You have to be able to go to Shavuos. The union of going to Shavuos is not going the Arko LaRachva. It's not width and length. How are you supposed to get to Shavuos? You have to count day by day. One day you count, another day you count. Right? You're building, we spoke about this, I think, maybe last year, 2 years ago. You're building rungs on a ladder to be able to go up to Shemayim to get tired by counting Sfiras Ayman. Because you have to go Lamata Lamala. The only way to do that is with Bris, the Koyacha Bris. Which is why Dafka and Parshas B'chu Koysa, which is all about Halicha, B'chu Koysa Teleichu. Hashem says, "Im halachta mimi bekeri." If you go bekeri, which is a pagam habris, then you're not going to find the Eitz HaChaim, which is like Omer is gematria keri. The whole Indian of the Imeha Omer is that you count Sfiras HaOmer, you purify the bris, you purify keri, which is gematria Omer, and when you do that, you can have a halicha, which is lamata lamala, to find the Eitz HaChaim. Because the Zayar says, Shavuos, this is the Eitz HaChaim b'Sei Chagan. And David HaMelech was masig that. He made his way up to Shavuos, which is why David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. He's an Indian of Chayim. He ate from the Eitz HaChaim, which is why his yahrzeit is on Shavuos. He ate from the Eitz HaChaim, and that's the Indian of Shavuos. To be able to find the Eitz HaChaim, lamata lamala, and to eat from the Eitz HaChaim. If you take a look at the Lashonos, which the Meraglim use when coming to Eretz Yisrael. It's very interesting. The Indian of going into Eretz Yisrael to find the Eitz HaChaim was to be able to go up. Lamata lamala, not la'arko la'rachba. And that requires raglayim, to having the proper raglayim. Not to take biyadayim. Your seichel takes biyadayim. Like it says by the Eitz Hadas, it says that she took biyadayim from the Eitz Hadas. The Eitz Hadas you take with your hands. The Eitz HaChaim you take with your feet. Because the bris needs to take the Eitz HaChaim. Your hands and your seichel take from the Eitz HaDas. So that when Moshe tells them to go into Eretz Yisrael, he tells them, he says, Hayesh ba'etz im ayin v'hichazakdem ulakachdem mipi ha'aretz. He says, go and take from the pi ha'aretz. Right? He meant, obviously, to take from the Eitz HaChaim. He didn't mean to take from the pi Eitz HaDas. But what did they come back with? So they came back with anavim. Te'enim in anavim. Te'enim in anavim by the sheetahs in the Gemara which say, that the Eitz HaDas was either Te'ena, or perhaps a Chita, or an oven. They went in looking for the Eitz HaChaim, but they came back with the Eitz HaDas. They came back with the pre-Eitz HaDas. That's why there's a very famous remez from Rav Shimshon from Mastropoli. He says, V'hayomim yimei bikuri anavim. That they went in the times that the bikuri anavim, that the anavim were ripening. He says, bikuri means it's ripening. He means, look at the letters before the word anavim. And the word anavim here is chaser yud. The letter before an ayin is a samech. Before a nun is a mem. Before a beis is an aleph. Before a mem is a lamed. Spells out the shame of the malach hamavet. Sam keil. That's what it means. They went at a time, which is, he says, the days of Tammuz and Av, which are the days of the Satan. That's called bikuri anavim. Why are they called bikuri anavim? The letters before anavim. Because anavim is the chet of the Eitz HaDas. And they ate from the anavim, which means that they ate from the Eitz HaDas. They went in for the Eitz HaChaim, and they took from the Eitz HaDas.
That's why they call
them Meraglim. They eat from the Eitz Hadas. That's why Jesus says, Moshe zu lakachta mipi ha'aretz, but when they come back, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Vayikhim biyadam mipi ha'aretz. You took with your hands from the pi ha'aretz. Moshe says, I didn't tell you to take with your hands. I said, lakachta mipi ha'aretz. Take. I didn't say take with your hands. Moshe says, Vayikhim biyadam mipi ha'aretz. Why did you take with your hands? If you're taking with your hands, you're taking with the Eitz Hadas. The Das takes with the hands. The Bris takes with the feet. And the Bris is what takes the Eitz Hachaim. And it's even nicker in the Lashon of the Rabbim. They say, V'amalek Yoshev al Yad HaYarden. That they're sitting by the Yad of the Yarden. Even from their words that they said that they sit al Yad HaYarden, referring to Amalek. Because Amalek has a Sheikhes of Yadayim, which is when Moshe fights Amalek, it says, Vayihi Yadav Emunah. Vayihi Yadav Emunah. The fact that they said that Amalek is Yad HaYarden shows that there was a Yerida in the Bechinas HaYadayim. At the end of the parasha, even it says, when speaking about the chatas of the Eini Ha'ida, the Hanefesh Asher Taseh Biyad Rama Es Hashem Humigadev. Even within this parasha, when we speak about a person who violates a nasi, a person who is at the head of the Am, when he does a violation against Hashem, the lashon is that he takes Biyad Rama. Es Hashem Humigadev. Ram is Gematria Malik, of course. If you take with the Eitz Hadas, that's called you take Biyad Rama. You violate the Yadayim. With this, we can explain also why it's interesting that the Zayar says that when Moshe Rabbeinu is mispalel after the Chet of the Meraglim, he says Ata Yigdal Na Kaya Hashem, and the Zayar says this is a reference to Netilas Yadayim. Netilas Yadayim. What's going on? Because Koach is Gematria 2 times 14. And there's 2 yads. Yad is 14, and another yad is 14. Together, that's Koach. So Moshe was saying, Ata yigdal na koyach Hashem. That's the secret of the Tefillah Sadaim. What does the Tefillah Sadaim have to do with this? Okay? But the teretz is that after the chet, the Meraglim did the chet, and there were poigim in the Yadayim, that's called Kilkel HaYadayim, Moshe needed to be ma'ayir, the secret of the Tefillah Sadaim. Which is the Nekiyah HaYadayim, the Taras HaYadayim. And the whole Indian of Netila Sedayim is that Netila means that you lift up. You take your hands, which are connected your chest, and you raise them above your head, which means that you're Makasha Yadayim to the place where the Raglayim are Makusha to, which is Lamala Min Aseicha. That's called Netila Sedayim. So the reason why Moshe was Ma'ayra the Indian of Netila Sedayim, because he wanted to be Ma'ayra the Indian of Nekiyah Sedayim, because they were Pagim in that. That instead of using the Raglayim, which is the Bechina Maraglin, instead of using the raglayim, which is the bechina meraglim, which is what they were asked to do, to use the ragli amuna, the derech amuna bacharti, to find the Eitz Hachaim using the raglayim, they were metame by taking with their hands from the Eitz Hadas, and the tara of that is called Netilas Yadayim. Ata yigdal na koyach Hashem. That's a Moshe Rabbeinu when he swears that Yoshua and Kalev will go into Eretz Yisrael, he takes a shvuah, Hashem takes a shvuah by saying, Asher nasasi es yadi. I raise my hands that they will go into Eretz Yisrael. Because the whole Indian is that's the chilek between Yoshua and Kalev versus other Meraglim. And that they took with their hands from the Pi Haaretz, which is the Indian of eating from the Eitz Hadas. Toi Vera. By Yoshua, they were Asher Nasasi Es Yadi. They raised their hands above their heads. That's why Asher is Osios Rosh. Rosh Nasasi Es Yadi. That you raise your hands, Lamalimina Rosh. That's the Indian of Netilas Sadaim, that because they had Nekiyas Sadaim and they refused to take from the tree, it says that they didn't carry back the fruit. They refused to let their hands touch the fruit. Because of that, they had Nekiyas Sadaim, that they went in with the Raglaim, that they were Zeichat to go into Eretz Yisrael. Only then. You can even say, the Erechem is, that they wanted to stone Moshe Rabbeinu. They wanted to stone him with Avanim. Why Davka Avanim? Because the Pasuk says, Pentigoyf ba'evin raglecha. That when you trip up with your feet, that's called tigof ba'evin. The sins that they were pugim in the raglayim, the maraglim were pugim these raglayim. That's called pentigof ba'evin raglecha, that they stumbled on a rock. They wanted to take this evin, which they stumbled on, and to take it to stone Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was the opposite of that. He had raglayim shalamuna, and since they were pentigof ba'evin raglecha in Eretz Yisrael, they wanted to take that rock, which they stumbled on, and to throw it on Moshe Rabbeinu. So whereas David is a person of raglaim leviyososi to the Eitz Hachaim, the maraglim were pegim in the raglaim, and instead of going to the Eitz Hachaim, it took them to the Eitz Hadas Taivara. And that's what they ate from. The Indian of going, lamata lamala, I just have to mention quickly, of going lamata lamala versus going la'arko la'rachva. Going lamala lamata, lamata lamala, this is the inyan of what Yoshua and Kalev say. They say, aloina aleh, we can certainly go up. Because again, finding the Eitz HaChaim is not going la'arko la'rachva, which is what the Meraglim did. That they went across the entire Eretz Yisrael to find, in 40 days they went across the entire Eretz Yisrael, which was a nes. But what Yeshua and Kalev were saying was, lo, aloina aleh, if you want to find the Eitz HaChaim, which is in Eretz Yisrael, you have to be able to go up. And even in Moshe Rabbeinu's words, which he says to the Meraglim, he says to them, Vayoridenu eilenu, Vayoridu eilenu, you went down to us. You didn't go up. If you're going la'arko la'rachva, that means going down. And Moshe says, V'lo avisem la'alois. You didn't want to go up. You didn't want to go up. You have to want to go up to find the Eitz HaChaim. You have to be a Ben Aliyah to find the Eitz HaChaim. You're not going to find the Eitz HaChaim, but this is B'derech HaVoidah. By traveling the world, that's not how you're going to find the Eitz HaChaim. Like you had these people like DeSoto, or people were trying to find like the healthy waters in the world. Like they're trying to find the Eitz HaChaim, the secret of life, the water of life, the fountain of youth. You don't travel the world to find that. You have to have a bris. If you're a Shomer bris and you're an ish with Aloy Na'aleh, you're a Ben Aliyah, then you can stay in one place, which is called the Beis Medrash, your entire life. And you can find the Eitz HaChaim where people are scattered in the world to find everywhere. Because the Shomer bris can go up. Aloy Na'aleh is what Kalev says. Because we went Aloy Na'aleh, the good people, we didn't find Eitz HaChaim there. Even the words v'lei avisem la'alois, avisem, there's our word again, avisem is that Rashi Tevos avois, in b'chukaisai teilechu. You didn't walk like the avos ha'kadoshim, in b'chukaisai teilechu, v'lei avisem la'alois. You didn't go with this echad bris Torah to find the Eitz HaChaim. And immediately you went down. Originally they said the words, they said, when they told Moshe, we're going to go, es ha'derech asher na'aleba, we were going to go b'derech aliyah, we're going to go. They didn't say anything about going b'arko l'rachba. And Moshe says, okay, if you're going to go, asaderech asher na'aleba, if you're going to go, b'derech aliyah, you can go with Eretz Yisrael. But they didn't. And they came back saying, lo nucha la'alois, el ha'am. We can't be b'nei aliyah. Whereas Kala says, no, aloi na'aleh. But it's a matter of going l'mata l'ma'ala versus l'arko l'rachba.
What was their mistake? Why did they not keep their original intent?
They weren't shomer bris. That's really the main thing. They weren't shomer bris. And even in their lashon, they say, after what happened after that, afterwards that they failed to do a chet and the ma'apil, and they want to go into Eretz Yisrael. And they say, chatanu, we did a chet, anachnu na'ale v'nalchamu. Let's go up now. We're ready to go up. Na'ale v'nalchamu. Let's go up and make melchama. And even this, Moshe Rabbeinu says, is not going to work. Moshe says, loisalu v'loisilachamu. Do not go up and do not make melchama. What's going on with that? So the pshat is that the difference between going la'arko la'rachva and going la'mata la'mala is that when you go la'arko la'rachva, it's a very difficult avodah to go la'arko la'rachva. Or if you go la'mata la'mala, it's smooth sailing. The meaning of going la'mata la'mala is that every single world has an Eitz HaChaim in it. Olam Asiya, Olam Yetzia, Olam Abriya, Olam Atzilus. And being Olam Olamos, being Mala Olamos means that you find the Eitz HaChaim in each world, and you connect it to the Eitz HaChaim in the next world. And you connect to the Eitz HaChaim in the next world. That's called Alay Na'aleh. A person who is searching for the Eitz HaChaim properly, he's going to find that, and he's Shomer Bris, and he does the proper tasks in order to be a Shomer Bris and to be a Ben Torah. He's going to find that it's not so hard to serve Hashem. It's not so hard. He's an Alay Na'aleh, because he's going from one world to the next. You can be an Alay Na'aleh. It's not so difficult. You're not going to find that there's Melchama if you're an Alay Na'aleh, like a person. It's only when you're trying to be mevayer the toiv and the ra, if you're not searching for the chayim, that you're involved in birur toiv and ra, to separating toiv and ra, which is a very delicate, subtle avodah, which is very difficult to do. Then it's fraught with hardship. It's very difficult to do that.
How do you separate chayim and
bavim? Hmm?
How do you separate chayim and bavim?
With emunah. Derech emunah. The Indian is to be a shomer bris, and to have emunah, and then you find the Eitz HaChaim itself.
Exactly.
No, echayim and mavis are not mixed together. The Eitz HaChaim is not mixed with mavis. Only the Eitz HaDas is mixed with toiv and ra.
Then why can't you use emunah to find tov instead of ra?
Why can't you find emunah to find
tov? No, why can't you split tov and ra with emunah?
You can. It's a much harder thing to do. You have to have a very high, it's called an emunah rabba. You have to have a very high emunah to separate.
It's Purim?
Purim does that, yeah.
Is that like how like throughout all of, like, since Adam Rishon, all the tzaddikim tried to see Ra and then turn away from it.
Yeah.
It's like a whole thing, like, they all tried to do that.
Yeah.
And they all just failed.
Yeah. Yeah.
But nobody will do it for Rabbi Akiva.
To separate what, Tov and Ra?
To look at Ra and then take Tov.
It goes like this. If you find, if you're in touch with the Ezachayim, if you see the world as a matter of Chaim and Lavas, then you don't see Ra at all. You don't see any Ra. Rav Kook has a beautiful piece. I don't want to get into the particulars. Rav Kook has a beautiful piece in Chelek Dalet. He speaks about the two midas of the tzaddikim. This is what's called being mevar and itzot tzakadusha. It's very unusual that Rav Kook does this. You know, he was a makubal of the highest order of Kook. Rarely in Oras HaKodesh does he talk about Inyani Kabbalah. And even when he does, like he spices it with Inyani Chasidus in his own time. But he has one piece where he speaks about like Birurim and Malo Elamos. These are two derech of tzaddikim. He says every tzaddik is involved in being mevar and itzot tzakadusha. Whereas other tzaddikim, that they're involved in Ha'alos Olamos, and that's only for the tzaddikim Ames. That's the tzaddikim that they travel between all the worlds, like there's no biggie. It's like they go from this Eitz Chaim to that world, to the Eitz Chaim in the next world, to the Eitz Chaim in the next world. Like, there's that, even though the Olam Asiya is what's called Rubai Ra Miuto Tov, and the Olam of Yitzira is like a mix, and then in Briya there's more Tov than Ra. And so Mamela, a person who's involved in being Mavar Nitzotos, every world has a different level of measure of difficulty. That's only for the tzaddikim who have had use. Being of the world of Ha'alos Olamos, of traveling between the world, like the being Malo Olamos, which is what's called Shabbos. He says Shabbos is a day of Kalos, that you're Malo all the Olamos, there's no Birur on Shabbos. You know, that's why to be Boyer is Asr on Shabbos. Because the Tzaddik was involved in Boyer throughout the week, there's no Birur on Shabbos. Shabbos is just Malo Olamos, it's just Kulo Tov, because Shabbos is Inyan of Chaim. Where there's Chaim, you don't see the world from the view of Tov and Ra. Even the Ra is Tov. Even the Ra is Tov Ma'ot. Everything is Kulo Tov if you're in the world of Chaim. That's called Shabbos, he says, and that's being Malo Olamos. And if you want, just once we're getting into the Inyan, that was the difference between Yoshua and Kalei versus Ad Meragim. He says that they went as a way of trying to be Mavir the Tov and the Ra. And because they went to a place called Eretz Yisrael where that doesn't go so easy, so they said that that's why they couldn't be Mavir the Tov and the Ra there, and they were bitten by the Ra. And they ate from the Eitz Hadas. Whereas Yoshua and Kalei, they went in searching for the Eitz Chaim of being Malo Olamos. They went in that way, they were looking for the Eitz HaChayim. So the klal is that if you're looking to find the Eitz HaChayim, everything goes easy. But if you're going to be involved in just being Mevarer Birurim, that can be very hard. So just getting to the Mapilim here, it says that when Yeshua and Kalev said, Aloy Na'aleh, we have to only go B'derech Aliyas Olamos in Eretz Yisrael. And it's interesting because the Kedushas Levi says that in Eretz Yisrael, there is no Birur to be done. Because the Torah says, Lo Sechaya Kol Neshama, you have to wipe out everything in Eretz Yisrael, all the people that have to be killed. You have to kill out all the Zayimamamim. So there's no Bir Tovin Ra in Eretz Yisrael. It's called the Eretz Achayim. It's also called the Eretz Toiva, which is why there were these two different perspectives, by the way. That the Meraglim went into the Eretz Toiva, and the Yoshua and Kalev went into an Eretz Chayim. Right?
Eretz Chayim,
the Toiva, Rechava. Oh, that's right. Toiva is Rechava, or Kol Rechava, right? Whereas if you're looking for Chayim, it's Aloy Na'aleh. So how you travel up to the world to find the Eitz HaChaim. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu tells them here. After they confess and they said, Chatanu, ve'alinu, now let's go up. Alinu v'nochamnu, let's go, we'll have an aliyah and we'll make melchama. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Laisalu b'lasim lachemu. This is like klayim. You can't mix the derech of alay na'aleh and the inyan of melchama. If you're going to go b'derech Eitz HaChaim, if you're going alay na'aleh, then what room is there for melchama? There's no melchama. So he understood that they didn't understand the secret of the Eitz HaChaim even after confessing and saying Chatanu, because from their words of saying of Anachnu Na'alav Inochamnu, what do you mean Na'alav Inochamnu? Na'alav Inochamnu is a steer in Ubey. Hashem says Leisalu Velosilachamu. I'm not going to be with you, because if you're really connected to the proper Emunah going into Eretz Yisrael, then it would be with ease. It would be with ease.
Want
to fight? Want to fight then? Yeah. But the point is that Hashem didn't want to take him in the way, b'derech mochama, being mevar birurim. Hashem said, in order to conquer Eretz Yisrael, you have to find the Eitz HaChaim. If you find the Eitz HaChaim, it's going to be easy. Which is why the second they came, Yeshua and Kalev stepped foot into Eretz Yisrael, says that they saw that their people were dying left and right in Eretz Yisrael. What was going on with that? People dying left and right? Because Yeshua and Kalev, they stepped in with their raglaim into Eretz Yisrael, immediately Eretz Yisrael was so happy to see them. It said that once they pushed that button, Eretz Yisrael was in full mode. of discharging the Knanim and bringing Eretz Yisrael, the Yidden to Eretz
Yisrael. How is Knanim dying? Hashem just made
Yeah, we're dying left and right, yeah.
They're fighting with each other?
They're fighting with, there was like, I don't know, they were just dying supernaturally left and right. That the Meraglim says it's a place where people are dying left and right, because people, it's a place where everybody dies. Instead of seeing the good in that, which is that Hashem was clearing them out so that they can come in, but derech l'malim in Adela, because Yoshua and Kaleb were looking for the Eitz HaChaim, and therefore that called to bring out the Chaim in Eretz Yisrael, which means Misa for the Kananim. Instead of seeing that, the Meraglim, they weren't looking for the Eitz HaChaim, so they were only saw Tov and Ra. So they totally missed with their A9 to be able to see what was really going on. That Eretz Yisrael is even Masha from the Medrash, from the Psikta this way. That when Yeshua and Kaleb came to Eretz Yisrael, the Eretz Yisrael was so happy to see them that Eretz Yisrael went into a whole new mode of kicking out the Meraglim, kicking out the Kananim by killing them out, wiping them out. Because Yeshua and Kaleb went in, b'derech the Eitz HaChaim, it was going to be easy for them to come into Eretz Yisrael. They were dying left and right. Their enemies were dying left and right. And instead of seeing that, because they didn't have the perspective of the Eitz HaChaim, the perspective, they had the perspective of Birur, of being Mavara, Tayv, and Ra, so they totally missed the boat. They totally missed the boat.
Wait, is it good to differentiate between Tov and Ra?
It is, but you can't. You can't. It's almost impossible to properly to do it Lagamre. But especially in Eretz Yisrael, since it's not a land of being Mevarat Hevin Ra, it's a land of Chayim. It's called the Eretz HaChayim.
Right.
And it says, L'Sachayi Kol Neshama, you can't make Birurim in Eretz Yisrael.
So even like our like mundane activities, like what do we, like, we're not supposed to say that's good, that's bad.
No, we are. Right? No, we are. But in Eretz Yisrael, the way that Hashem wanted them to be Kodesh Eretz Yisrael was a higher way, not a lower way. Hashem says, come my way into Eretz Yisrael. Find the Eitz HaChayim. If you do that, it's going to be easy. It'll be easy if you do it that way. But they said, no, we want to do Birurim, Tov and Ra, do it the hard way. But it was a dead end, because in Eretz Yisrael, unless you do it the B'derech Eitz HaChaim, it's not the Chutz La'aretz, where you can be Mavar Birurim and be a Tzaddik. In Eretz Yisrael, you have to be, it's a much higher level of a Tzaddik in Eretz Yisrael. You have to find the Eitz HaChaim in Eretz Yisrael to be able to kick out all the Goyim from there.
Why weren't they Shomer Brits? And Kalavim?
They had Negiyas of Kavod, Chazal say. So the Zayar says, the reason why they didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael, and they delayed, was because they saw that in Eretz Yisrael there would be a whole new set of Nisim there. They didn't want to lose their kavod of being Nasi. So they tried to keep Nisim on the Midbar. So they wouldn't lose their kavod. And because they were blinded by that perspective, with their gaiva, that gaiva, that's called a pagamim bris. And because of that, Negiyah which they had, they couldn't find the Eitz HaChaim. And they came to Mavar, even the Tov and Ra, on any level there. And that caused them to even Eitz HaDas, because they had that Negiyah. They had that Negiyah. So this is why it says about Yoshua and Kaleb when they came into Eretz Yisrael. It says they were chayu min ha'anashim ha'ima. Chayu min ha'anashim doesn't just mean that they're going to live. It means chayu min ha'anashim, that they had the chiyas, that they went in b'derech ha'chayim, that they took, that they ate from the Eitz HaChaim. And that's why Hashem swears twice in the parashas, chayanin u'm Hashem, that they won't go in, but Yoshua and Kaleb will. It's chayanin u'm Hashem. Hashem is on a chay. I mean, he swears by his chayim. Because in order to get into Eretz Yisrael, who goes in and who not goes in depends on the chiyus of Hashem. This connects to Shavuos also. Hashem was taking a shvua. Shavuos is the day of the Eitz HaChaim, because anytime you take a shvua, you swear by your life. Chayani, Hashem says. You swear Shavuos is the day of Eitz HaChaim, because Shavuos is in of a shvua. You take a shvua, which is in of Chayim, which is the Eitz HaChaim. And that's how you find the Eitz HaChaim. So therefore, in the Parsha, there's a lot more to say. Hayesh ba'etzim ayin, which is a reference to what? To the Eitz HaChaim, says v'hischazakdem u'lekachdem mipi ha'aretz. V'hischazakdem, the Targum Yonasan says, means you have to make a kinyan chazaka. Go in and make a kinyan chazaka in Eretz Yisrael. The intention was not to make a kinyan chazaka like a regular kinyan chazaka biyadayim, like you go in and you plow something in the ground. That's called the kinyan chazaka, to be kind of land. It was hayish v'etzim ayin v'hischazakdem, meaning grab hold of the Eitz HaChaim, that type of a kinyan. Like it says in the pasuk, like Eitz HaChaim hi. That's v'his chazakdem. To be machzik in the Eitz HaChaim, you're going to make a kinyan in Eretz Yisrael. But they didn't do that. They went in and they took biadayim. If you took biadayim, that's called the Eitz HaDas, and then you're far off. Not going to get anything.
Only if you have ayin. If you're bittul. If you have gaiva, then you're not going to.
Right, that's called that. That bittul is called the Eitz HaChaim.
When Avraham Avinu was Kona Eretz Yisrael, he walked around it.
Right, very good. Right, very good. Walk with the raglayim. Very good. Walk with the raglayim.
Is it connected
to Hayesh Hashem Rikavinu Himayim? Mm-hmm, yeah. Sikir Beitzachem. Yeah. So Molek makes
fakos
in the Eitz HaChaim.
So Molek is what stopped them.
That's right. That was the Klippa, yeah. That was the Klippa that scared them off. That because they saw the Amalekim, That was a siman that they didn't see the Eitz HaChaim. A person who is connected to the Eitz HaChaim, he doesn't even see a Malik. Even a Malik is part of the Chaim picture.
What?
Yeah, that's what it means. If you're connected to Chaim, then even the Ra is just part of the, it's all part of Chaim. Everything is Chaim. Everything is Bishtavos. Everything is equal.
So this derech of being Malik Olomos, that accomplishes being Mavar Topin Ra also.
Right, exactly.
It's Nichlal within that.
Exactly. Because if you're connected to Chaim, then you don't have to go through the subtleties of being Mavar or Toiv and Ra. It's a matter of Toiv and Toiv. It's just being Mavar between Toiv and Toiv. That's Shabbos. Shabbos is, there's no Bira on Shabbos between Toiv and Ra. Shabbos is being Mavar between two goods. Which is the better good? Right? That you can do on Shabbos. Which one is more Chaim Dik? That's the difference between which is a better good than the next. How do you distinguish between two goods? You know how you distinguish between two goods? Which one is more connected to Chaim? That you can do on Shabbos. Because Shabbos is about the Eitz HaChaim.
That's why our mitzvahs go up on Shabbos. And during the week, exactly. It all accumulates until Shabbos, and then on Shabbos, all our mitzvahs.
All the olamos are equal on Shabbos.
So why exactly are they called? I really get why exactly they called Meraglim. Regal should be Nechal in their name because they didn't use Regal; they used their Yadayim.
Well, it's two things. First of all, they were supposed to use.
Oh, you're saying they're supposed to.
They were supposed to use the Raglayim. They were supposed to use it. Moshe's intention was to send Meraglim. Which is that to use Raglayim, that they should find the Eitz HaChaim with the Raglay Emuna. Turns out the reason why they're called Meraglim is because they spoke Lashon Hara. And it says in the Pasuk, in Tehillim, it says, Loi Rogal Alashono. That Lashon Hara is called Rogal. That's why it says, by a person who speaks Rechilas, it says, Loi Selech Rachel. Don't walk Rachel. Don't walk as a Rachel. Right? That if a person has Raglay Emuna, then he'll speak Emuna from his mouth. Oidi Emunah Sabafi. He'll speak Emuna from his mouth. If a person does not have the proper raglayim, doesn't have ragli emuna, then he'll come to speak lashon hara. That's called la ragal al lashono. That he violates the raglayim. It all depends on the raglayim. If you have ragli emuna, you'll speak emuna. If you don't have ragli emuna, which is what the meraglim didn't have, then they came and they spoke lashon hara. That's called ragal al lashono. They spoke lashon hara on the raglayim.
But is sheker the same thing as malus?
Yeah.
Is sheker in the
emes and sheker is like chaim and malus.
Is sheker in the raglayim?
Huh? The shekels and they're going, yeah. Ragla yordas maves. You have to be, to take your raglaim, which have maves, and to be malet achayim.
The word that people always say with sheker is that it only stands on one leg.
Very good, very good.
Whereas emes is like very founded.
Very good. Yeah, there's more to say. We didn't even touch Yisro. We didn't even touch him. We didn't touch Yisro.
Well, they have 45 minutes in there. Nobody.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Did you just shoot five
right
now?
Yeah.
There it
is.
I really want to. Come on, Rabbi, again in trouble. Hey. Well, then a little more.
Maybe we should do this
year
somewhere else. That
way it's like the Avodah of Shabbos. Shabbos is just being Malo Olamos. It's a totally different about that being Mavar and Sozos, whereas that's during the weekday. And we said that that avoda just being Malo Olamos comes via Torah and Mila.
Weird.
So Torah via Mila is Gematria Shabbos.
Oh, very nice.
For this reason.
Very nice. Very nice. Very nice. Very nice.
That was
pretty cheap.
Still
down. Yeah. Okay. Let's play this. Still going? Oh. Talk a little bit about yourself. It says that Moshe, he tries very hard to persuade Yisro not to leave. He says to him, he pleads with him. He says, he says the word Tov five times. Listen to this. Hashem diber Tov al Yisrael. Right? And he says, no, I'm not gonna go with you. He says, no, come with us, v'hayisa lanu le'inayim, you'll be eyes for us. V'ayak, yisei lechem anu, if you go, v'haya ha'toyv ha'hu, asher yeti v'ashem, v'hitavnu lach. Five times he says the word toyv to Yisrael. What's going on with this? And Yisrael says, no, I'm not gonna go with you. Why not? Why would Yisrael leave after everything which he did to come? And Moshe says to him, v'hayisa lanu le'inayim, you'll be like eyes for us. Be eyes for us. What does that mean, be eyes for us? So it's interesting like this. We spoke about before that a person has to have the proper eyes. be able to find the toy within the ra, and to find the nekuda of the Eitz HaChaim within all the klipos, within all the mavas. Yisro clearly had those eyes, because it says that Yisro came, that Yishma Yisro, that he heard. Yisro was gematria ra'a shama, not just that he heard, he saw also. Which means that he was ro'im asakolos. He was connected to the Eitz HaChaim, and he left everything in Mitzrayim and everything in Midyan to be able to come to Machon Torah, which is the place of the Eitz HaChaim. So clearly Yisro had eyes, very holy eyes, to be able to find the Toiv within the Ra and the Chaim within the Malas. Moshe knew that Bnei Yisrael were about to go into Eretz Yisrael. Therefore he pleads with Yisro. He says, V'hayisa lemelinai, stay with us. We need your eyes to go into Eretz Yisrael. It seems like almost that Moshe had a chush that there would be Meraglim, or that they would need these eyes, these holy eyes of Yisro, to go into Eretz Yisrael. And it seems that the fact that Yisro left Eretz Yisrael was on the one hand concerning for the Meraglim, that they said to themselves, if Eretz Yisrael is such a good place, why is Yisro leaving? Right before we go into Eretz Yisrael, Yisro is leaving? What does that mean about Eretz Yisrael? That in itself, Moshe had a chush, was like almost like a shemetz of a disrespect to Eretz Yisrael, that he didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. And they took note of that, and they had a chashash about Eretz Yisrael themselves. But Moshe, not only did he not want Yisro to go, because of the fact that he would, that they would speak Lashon, that was almost like a pagam in the covenant of Eretz Yisrael, but that also, that he would have the eyes to properly lead the Meraglim in Eretz Yisrael. Ki'ilu, that Moshe wanted that Yisro should be the leader, to be the regel, which is above all the Meraglim in Eretz Yisrael. To lead the Meraglim in Eretz Yisrael, to be able to find Eitz HaChaim in Eretz Yisrael.
How did he get that? Those eyes?
No, he was a real Mavakish. You know. He was a Mavakish. He searched for the Emes. You know. He was a holy neshama. I'm trying to find his way back. Immediately, it's interesting. Immediately after the fact that Yisro leaves, you find that the Einayim of Bnei Yisrael, they fall to the ground. Look at it says on the pasuk a few times. It says afterwards they complain about the man after Yisro leaves. And what do they say about the man? They say Bilti el haman einenu. Our eyes are only to the man. That they complain about the man using their eyes. And then the pasuk says, Ve'eino ke'ein habdoilach. That the eyes of the man were like this. Right? That they complain about the man because there was an afila in Einayim. That the Einayim fell when Yisro left. And then it says after that they complained. They were boicha l'mishpachosav, that they cried. And crying is the inyan of the ma'os and the Einayim. Because they were boicha, that they had problems with their eyes, that they cried with their eyes. And it says, Ube'eine moishera. And in the eyes of Moshe, this was bad. Even Moshe's Einayim had an afila after Yisro left. Because Moshe told Yisro, "B'ha'yisa lenu l'einayim, you have eyes which nobody else has. That if we can go with your eyes, then our eyes will have an aliyah. If your eyes are not with us, then they're going to have an afila." And then even by the Meraglim, it says that their pagam, which is how they saw Eretz Yisrael, that which was the biggest pagam is that when they said, "V'anehi be'einenu kachagavim, v'chin hayinu be'einehem." That we were in our own eyes like grasshoppers, and that's how we were in their eyes. Right? That, again, that's called the nefil of the Einayim. Had Yisro been the one to take them into Eretz Yisrael, then they would have been able to have seen Eretz Yisrael perfectly the way Agid is supposed to see, in the same way that Yisro was able to find Matan Torah, which is Shavuos, which is the Eitz HaChaim, which is what brought him in the first place to Klal Yisro.
Why didn't he come?
Why did he leave?
Yeah.
We'll see if we have time, we'll get to that. We really don't have time. That's what you find even in the Pasuk, the Moshe says to Hashem, he says, "V'lama loy matzasi chen beinacha." What happened to the eyes? What happened to the chen in your eyes? And even the word matzasi is without an aleph. That the aleph is missing. That the ayin couldn't see the aleph anymore. That there was a pagam in the ayin. That's why it says vayivku. That after the miraglim came back, it says everybody cried, which is again the pagam in the ayin. Happens to be that there are 119 psukim in the parsha, which is the matria dima, a tear. Because the dima, the Gemara says, it clouds vision. The Gemara says. You can't see with the mouth. Right? So that shows that there was a pagam in the Einayim that they couldn't see anymore. And even at the end of the parasha, it says that when a nasi does a chet, and you have to bring a karban, it says, V'im me'eini ha'eda ne'esta l'shkaga. That these meraglim who are called the eini ha'eda, the eyes of the generation, ne'esta l'shkaga, if they make a shkaga, that they can't see properly. So the whole parasha, from the beginning of Yisro leaving until now, is called V'hayisa lenu le'inayim, the nefilas ha'inayim, And that's nicker throughout all the Chataim, up until the Chayin Meraglin, that it was a Pekamini 9. But he couldn't see Eretz Yisrael properly. Now it seems, we quoted before from Shamsha from Master Poli, that they went in a time called Yimei Bikuri Anavim, but the season was the season of the Sam. Tammuz and Av. Tammuz and Av are days where you can't see properly. Pagami day 9. This is why Chazal say that you don't go to a Beis Din during Av. Because a Beis Din has to be able to see the Oimek HaMishpat. And because there's a Pagami day 9 during Tammuz and Av, particularly the Av, you know, the Sefer Yetzirah says that Tammuz and Av are Karnegei day 9. Two eyes. So because Tammuz and Av means a Pagami day 9, that's why you can't go to a Beis Din then. Because the Beis Din has to be able to see. The Eini Ha'eda. And since there's a clouding of the vision during Tammuz and Av, you don't go to the Beis Din then. Yisra was the one who gave the Eitzah of Beis Din. And how does he introduce the whole Indian of Beis Din? Va'ata techezeh, you should see. Because to be able to see, that was the Kayach of Yisra. If he had an eye, and the Beis Din has to be able to see. But because in Tammuz and Av, there's no ability to see, the Meraglim who went into Eretz Yisrael to be able to see the Nekuda of Toiv and the Nekuda of Chaim in Eretz Yisrael, they couldn't see it. And so the Medrash says that because they went, the Pasuk is telling you, since the Hayamim, you may be Kuriyan of him, since they went at a time, which is a time of Tammuz and Av, where you can't see clearly, that was also a major factor in why they weren't Matzliach. Because you can't see in Tammuz and Av. That's why it says, when they were told to go into Eretz Yisrael, it says, V'yasuru es Eretz Kanan. V'yasuru is the Osios Yisrael. That you have to go with the Inayim of Yisrael. And Moshe's intent originally was that Yisrael should lead them. That's called V'yasuru es Eretz Kanan. But because Yisrael left and they didn't have those Inayim, there was an Afila. It seems that the prime time to have gone to Eretz Yisrael to do this Inyan of spying on Eretz Yisrael would have been in Elul. Because Elul, Chazal say that it used to be that Tammuz, Av, and Elul were in the Chelek of Esav. But Isaiah says that Yaakov took the month of Elul from Esav. That's the pshat, Bayakveni Zeh Pamayim. But no, Bayado Ochezes Ba'akev Esav. That his hand was on the Akev Esav, which is the end of the year, the Akev. To take the Akev from Esav means that Yaakov took the month of Elul back from Esav. And that's called Yodo. That's called the Os Yud. Yodo Ochezes Bakeli. So that's why Yaakov's name, Akev, became Yaakov. Because he took Elul from Esav. Going into Eretz Yisrael was the act of taking back Eretz Yisrael from Esav, so to speak. Taking it away from the hands of the Klipa back to our hands. So since Elul is the month where that actually happens, that Yaakov takes Elul from Esav, so the month which would have been most appropriate for that would have been in Elul. That would have been the prime month for the Meraglim to have gone into Eretz Yisrael. It's interesting that Moshe gave Yoshua Yud. That's the ending of Yodo Ochezes Ba'akev Esav. That the Yud, which went back from Esav to Yaakov, which is Elul, which is symbolized by the Os Yud. So Moshe gave Yoshua Yud, which is the ending of, with that Yud, he would be able to take back Eretz Canaan and bring it back to Eretz Yisrael.
Yaakov got the Yud from grabbing.
Yeah, Esav used to be Ayin Sin Yud Vav. And Yaakov was Ayin Kuf Beis. How did he get the Yud? It says Akev. Why is he called Yaakov? He said that he took the Akev. So the Zohar says that he took the Yud from Esav. So Esav was left Ayin Sin Vav without the Yud. And that's the Yud which goes from Esav to Yaakov. And that's why it would have been the perfect month, would have been Esav, would have been Elul.
How was Kalev able to not fall into the Meraglim?
Because he went to the Avos. So whereas Yoshua was given a Yud from Moshe, Kalev went to get like his Yud, so to speak. It wasn't a Yud, he had a different Avodah. I don't have enough time to speak about it. This difference between Yoshua and Kalev is that Yoshua went to be Malei Olamos, and Kalev went to be Mevar Birurim. They both went with a different tafkid. That's why it says about Yoshua, it says that he got Moshe, special bracha from Moshe, because Moshe was an issue with Malei Olamos. But Moshe didn't make any difference whatsoever, which Oilami was in. Everything was the same to him. Whereas Kalev was connected to the Avos, and the Avos went on the Madraga of Moshe. They were involved in being Mevar Birurim. So he went to the Avos because he needed a Shmira. But since Yoshua was an Anav like Moshe, he had a special bracha. He was a Talmud Muvak. So So he allowed Yehoshua to have this type of a halicha in Eretz Yisrael, which is to be able to find Eretz Yisrael. Kalev not so. Let's say the Gemara says that Kalev had to work very hard not to fall into the trap of the Maragah. He davened and he fought against them. This was very difficult for him because he was also involved in being Mavar Biru, but he knew that he couldn't. And that he had a shmir from the Avos to know when you can be Mavar, when you can't be Mavar.
Is that like what Alex was saying for? That like they both wanted to raise up Beis HaFayim, but Yehoshua went straight.
Right, exactly. Kalev was going to do it by not trying to be Mavar the Tavin Ra. He would have had a Chaychet to be Mavar that way. Whereas Yehoshua was going straight for the Eitz HaChaim because he was connected to Moshe. And he had the Yud to be able to find it. Because the Yud is in the Kuda. It's a tiny Nakuda, which is called the Eitz HaChaim, which you're trying to find. So Moshe gave Yehoshua the ability to zone in, to hone in on that Eitz HaChaim, whereas Kalev didn't have that. He didn't have that. That's why it says at the end of the Parsha, it says, V'loi sasuru acharei levavchem acharei enechem. Right? Sasuru, again, is that Lashon of Yisrei, v'yasuru es Eretz Kanan, which is having the eyes. And the targum on the word sasuru is the word la'alala, aleph lamed lamed, which is the osios elul. That Elul is the month to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael and to be make a proper viasuru as Eretz Kanan. La alila as Eretz Yisrael. Elul would have been the proper time, not Tammuz and Av, where you have the inayim to go in and to be able to be mevari the biburim, to be makash yourself to the Eitz HaChaim, which you need to do in Eretz Yisrael. It makes very nice sense because you'll find many times when it comes to taking Eretz Yisrael, you'll find the Rashi tables of Elul. For example, in this week's Pasha, it says, "Vaydara Hashem al Moshe Leimar, Shlach lecha anashen viasuru." Yeah, Leimar is a lamid. Then there's the word Shlach. Then there's viasuru. No, lecha anashen viasuru. So Leimar lecha viasuru eretz. It's Rashi Tevas Elo, with the word Shlach in the middle, meaning Shlach and Elo, meaning send them in Elo. And then it says like this, Shlach, and it says later on in Devarim, it says that they said, Nishlacha Anashim Lifanenu V'yachbaru Lanu Es Ha'aretz. So again, Anashim Lifanenu V'yachbaru Lanu Es is two times Rosh Tevos Elo. But twice in the same words there, the Rosh Tevos Elo. So like this, Anashim Lifanenu V'yachbaru Lanu Es. You have two Alephs, one in the front and one in the back, it makes two times Elo. Yeah? And when Hashem gives Haftachas ibn Eifel to have Eretz Yisrael, it goes like this, many times. Hashem says, La Seis Lahem Ulazaram Eretz. Rashi Tevas Elo. Etain Lazarachem Venachalu Lailam. Rashi Tevas Elo. Lahatzilcha Vela Seis Aivecha Lefanacha. Rashi Tevas Elo.
Is that one
puzzle? No, not one puzzle. But many times you find by Eretz Yisrael in the Torah, Rashi Tevas Elo, whenever it's talking about going into Eretz Yisrael. And then again, at the end of the Parsha, where we speak about which is Tzitzis, which is the Inyan of Uri'isa Moisar, that you have the proper Re'iyah, which is what Tzitzis is all about, which is why the Parsha ends with Tzitzis, because being that there was an Afila Ninayim, Ha'isa Lana Ninayim, that Yisrael left, so you have to get your Ninayim back to go into Eretz Yisrael. How do you have your Ninayim back? With Tzitzis. Tzitzis Oshin Lahat Tzitz, to see Uri'isa Moisar. That's why even in that Pasuk of Uri'isa Moisar, it says, Lachem letzitzis uri isem oisa. Rashi Tevas Elul. Because Elul is the ability, like we said, la'alula, to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael and to zone in on the Nekud of Chaim with the proper eyes. V'hayisa lanu le'inayim. Moshe tells Yisrael, come with us. Come with us. You'll be with us einayim. You'll be able to find the Eitz HaChaim, to be able to see properly in Eretz Yisrael. Right? But he didn't go, and there was an afil in the Einayim, like we said about. V'hayisa lanu le'inayim is Rashi Tevos Elul without the Aleph. That there's no Aleph there. But because Yisrael didn't go, and he wasn't the Einayim which they needed, it was an afil in these Einayim. The Aleph fell, and there was only Vav Lamed Lamed, but there was no Aleph.
What was Vav Lamed Lamed?
I don't know. It's, I mean, it's chaser. Because Elul is the ability to be able to find the Eitz HaChaim, to find the Toiv within the Eretz HaChaim. That's why we say, Lule ha'amanti lirois betuv Hashem be'eretz HaChaim. We say that every day in Elul. Lule is the osios Elul. Ha'amanti is the Inyan of Emunah. Right? That's how you find with the Ragli Emunah. Lirois, to be able to see the tuv Hashem be'eretz HaChaim. To find the Toiv in the Eretz Chaim.
That's a crazy pasuk for everything we're talking about.
Yeah.
That's exactly
it. Yeah. Ule he'emanti lirois betuf Hashem be'eretz Chaim. That's the ending of he'emanti lirois. To have the emunah to see. That's why later on in the parsha, what we spoke about before, that we speak about the pagam of the Einayim, it says v'haya im eini ha'eda ne'estad l'shkaga, that the eini ha'eda, they have in a fila, how do you get those eyes back? With emunah. He'emanti lirois. That's why v'haya im eini ha'eda ne'esta is Rashi Teva's emunah. V'haya im me'eni ha'eda nesta. That the eni ha'eda, which has an afila b'shkaga, that those eyes are chayzer with emuna. That's hello. Luli he'emanti lirois.
Also, the eretz that Hashem has his eyes in, Asher eni Hashem.
Kachavu is eretz Yisrael.
Yerishis Hashanah v'ad Afri Hashanah.
Very good.
Like center and ground that time.
Very good. That's called Tishrei and Elul. Mereishis. And Achres, that's Reishis and Elo, because Tishrei is called Tashuri Meirosh Amana. That's what I'm saying. Tashuri means to see Meirosh Amana. From the beginning, you see Amuna. That's the kesher of Eini Hashem Elokecha when Meirosh Asan Achri Shana be Makasher Elul and Tishrei, right? Is being Makasher the Amuna, be Machazik the eyes to have the Amuna to be able to see the Eini Hashem. Which is Shaykh Eretz Yisrael. You have to go into Eretz Yisrael with Eini Hashem. If you don't go with Eini Hashem, then you're not going to see. But the Eini Hashem, if you have Ragli and Muna, then you also have Einai. Api Kabbalah, it's because the Raglayim are called Netzach and Hod, and the Einayim are called Netzach and Hod. Just like your feet, they go out to scope for you. Those are called your body's agents, your body Shluchim. Your Rosh also has Shluchim, that's called your eyes. You send out your eyes to be able to see. They're both called Netzach and Hod, that they both go out. They both need Emunah. If you have Einayim Shel Emunah, then you're able to scope it out properly. So even we quoted before, Lo Rogal Alishono, which speaks about the Raglayim, the Meraglim, to be able to have Hatzlacha in the sinning of Halicha, Lo Rogal Alishono is Sofi Tevos Elo. Lo Rogal Alishono. That they were Rogal Alishono, that they spoke Lashon Hara, because they were lacking the Aleph from the Lo, which is connected to the Vayisal and Alayinayim. But the Sofi Tevos, is it loy ragal alishayna means that you're going to have atzlacha? That's elul, sofi tevas elul. But because they went in tamaz and av, which is called nefilas einayim, and they didn't wait till elul to go in, so that's why they weren't matzliach. But elul is the time to go into Eretz Yisrael to be able to have atzlacha. They had nefilah. But that's Yisrael. The reason why Yisrael is said so many times that Moshe says to him, stay, tov, 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 the Yisrael einayim. Because Yisrael had the ability to be able to find the toiv within the Eretz Chaim. Luli hamati lirois betul Hashem Eretz Chaim. So he says to me, please with him. He says, "V'ha'yisa lana leinayim he tavnu lach ki Hashem diber tova Yisrael ana tavo izvaisanu v'ha'ya hatoivahu asher yeti v'he tavnu lach." What's all this toiv? Yisrael has the ability to have the eyes to find the tuba Hashem the Eretz Chaim. V'ha'yisa lana leinayim. The Meraglim did not. But had Yisrael gone ahead, he would have been able to have atzlacha. But once Yisrael left, then the whole thing had an afila. Because if there's no Einayim, if there's no Emunah, then you can't find the Tuvah Hashem. That's fine. You should be Zeicha to find the Eitz Chaim, to be Oich Le'Eitz Chaim, to be Zeicha, Eitz Chaim, and be Hashem, Amen.
What is Aaron?